Jeremiah says, and go get some balm for anointing, some balm to soothe you because you're going to get hit hard. You see, Egypt was in trouble. They had it coming. They were Israel's past oppressors and had recently deceived them. So the prophet Jeremiah says the Babylonian army is coming to attack them. They had just been defeated by the Chaldean army, and now Jeremiah is saying, get ready, because you're not going to win this one either. You are going to be defeated again. So you better find a balm from Gilead to soothe the pain that is coming your way. A balm more powerful than any medicine you may have. More powerful and more holy than anything you have. More divine than anything you could imagine. Head up to Gilead and find that soothing balm there. And Jeremiah tells them this because the balm or balsam that came from various trees, shrubs, and plants were used to cleanse and heal wounds. Healing plants not uncommon to the ones we use today, like the ones by the altar this morning. Ever use aloe vera to soothe a sunburn? Or ever take some ginger to soothe an upset stomach? This was the idea Jeremiah is speaking about, but he's also going a little deeper and referring to Egypt's emotional suffering for their cries and their shame, their recent humiliation from the thrashing that they received from the Chaldean army. Egypt was not feeling at its best. It was in trouble, and its people were feeling disgraced and shamed. So what do? When we're feeling shamed, well, we either run from it or we try to placate and appease the one who shamed us, or we get angry and fight. But Dr. Linda Hartling from the Stone Center at Wellesley College, who identified these three typical responses to shame, she says none of them help heal our feeling of shame. Yet we do them. Brené Brown, in her book, Daring Greatly, which is what our summer series is based on, her research says that empathy is the antidote to shame. Empathy and connection, or not feeling alone in our pain, is the holy balm for healing our shame. Because when we feel bad about ourselves, we don't like it. No one does. And we want that feeling to go away as fast as possible. It's only natural. But unfortunately, we've learned to make it go away in one of those three ways that doesn't work. Sometimes we run from it, hoping it won't catch up to us and find us. But we all know somewhere down the road, everything catches up to us. Other times we placate and try to appease the situation or person by trying to be something we're not, just so someone else will think highly of us and won't shame us again. But that just makes us feel exhausted because we can't please everyone and we can only be who we were created to be. And we can't attach our self-worth to what others think. And finally, when we don't really deal with what's going on with our shame, we sometimes let our anger take over. We end up lashing out at the person who shamed us, or even worse, at the people in our lives who had nothing to do with the pain that we're feeling. So what are we to do? Well, thankfully, there is an answer. Thankfully, there is a balm in Gilead to heal our sin-sick souls. And that balm is us. We are the balm. We are the ones who can be the balm for the people who are hurting and suffering from the pain of shame. Because shame is social. It does not occur out of thin air on its own. It happens between people. Therefore, it is best healed between people. Shame can't survive when someone offers us empathy. Brené Brown says shame can't survive when someone comes alongside of us and gets how we feel. Because shame hates empathy. And empathy is the balm from Gilead that each of us already has inside of us. We are all a balm of love and empathy for someone else in this world. The church is the balm that can soothe a weary soul, because you and me, the people of the church, we can empathize with people who are hurting. The church seeks to connect people and to connect people with God. And when genuine connection and caring occurs between people, empathy can be present. And when empathy is present, shame cannot exist. But what is empathy? Empathy is actually stepping into someone else's shoes and connecting to how they feel. It's not fixing a situation or problem for them. It's not even making sense of what might be going on for them. It is listening to them and withholding judgment. And it is sending them the message of, me too. I get what you're going through. You are not alone. Even if I haven't lived it, even if I don't understand it, you're not alone. I get it. It's like when someone is upset because they were shamed by a teacher when they were 6 years old in front of the class. And for some reason, those things scar us. They stay with us. And when somebody shares that with you, this is the difference. And you wouldn't say, well, that teacher is stupid, because it dismisses how they feel. Instead, a more empathetic response would be, that must feel horrible. It must feel like you can't do anything right and like you've had to second guess everything you do now, because if you don't get everything right, someone is going to notice and come after you and point it out. And chances are that person is going to say, yes, that's how it feels. And they will know they're not alone in this world or in their pain, because somebody else gets it. And when their shame is named and soothed with empathy, it takes all the power out of it. The research from Brené Brown shows this to be true. When shame doesn't have power, it doesn't have power over us. So we are the balm from Gilead for someone who is hurting, and they might be the balm for us when we are hurting. We are the church, and as the church, we are the ones people can come to, and we can help them remove the shame that they may have in their lives. How has someone in this church been a balm for you? When has our church been there for you in your life? What people have supported you? When have you been soothed with that balm from Gilead? Because God does not want us to have a life of suffering. God wants us to have a life healed and whole. If he didn't, he wouldn't have sent his only son to teach us how to empathize with each other. And he wouldn't have suffered death on a cross so we could know life and love and hope and peace. So let's take the power out of the pain of shame by naming it and by talking about it with someone who has earned our trust, who can sit with us and empathize with us. because there is a balm from Gilead, and it is available to us, and it is offered by us. This morning, it is being offered as an anointing with the oil from the olive tree. In biblical times, it was common for people to be anointed with olive oil as a way to make them sacred and holy in the name of God. This morning, we will claim our sacred worth in the name of God. And we will receive the soothing and healing balm of God's love through an anointing. Each of us will come forward and hold out both hands to receive an anointing from above. Because an anointing is a kiss from the Holy Spirit on the human body to affirm we are holy vessels of love who are worthy of healing, wholeness, hope, and peace. May it be so. Amen. Now hear these words from the book of James.
If you are having trouble, you should pray. And if you are feeling good, you should sing praises. If you are sick, ask the church leaders to come and pray for you. Ask them to put olive oil on you in the name of the Lord, the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. And now hear these words from spiritual leader Joyce Rupp, and let them prepare you to receive your holy anointing.
May you desire to be healed.
May what is wounded in your life be restored to good health.
May you be receptive to the ways in which healing needs to happen.
May you take good care of yourself.
May you extend compassion to all that hurts within your body, mind, and spirit.
May you be patient with the time it takes to heal.
May you be aware of the wonders of your body, mind, and spirit, and their amazing capacity to heal.
May the skills of those who love you be used to the best of their ability in returning you to your wholeness.
May you be open to receive from those who extend kindness, care, and compassion to you.
May you rest peacefully under the sheltering wings of divine love, trusting in God's gracious presence.
May you find little moments of beauty and joy to sustain you.
May you always keep hope in your heart.